Joining me live over the phone this morning, Town of Alpine Mayor Eric Green with his monthly report from the Town of Alpine. Mayor Green, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks, Duke.
Hey, absolutely. Appreciate your time each month. And, you know, I think we got to start with the Winter Jubilee. Didn't have a lot of snow this year, but little adjustments here or there. And the Winter Jubilee was again, fantastic. Seemed like a great turnout.
Yeah, it was another great turnout this year. Because we didn't have as much snow, we moved the Coney Classic to down on the ball field in that area by the river. And from what everyone has said, it was another great event. Brought in money for the Alpine Trails and Pathways, so that was good. And then we had the hot dog roast on Friday. And also the fire dancers. So that was great. Second year in a row, we had the fire dancers, and it was another amazing event. So, yeah, it all went well. And then on Saturday night, casino night, we raised money for local senior high school students that will go for sponsorships for that, or excuse me, for them to get scholarships for them to go on and continue their education and hopefully offset some of their expenses. So yeah, it was another great year for the Winter Jubilee.
Well, it takes so much work to pull off an event like that. So shout out to Melody and everybody around her that made that whole thing click, because it does take a lot.
Yeah, for sure. And we need to shout out Top of the Rockies, because they do an amazing job supporting that event. They go and find gifts from all the people in the area, and they give a ton of support, whether it's actual prizes during casino night or finding dealers for casino night, things of that nature. Top of the Rockies does a great job supporting a lot of different events in the Town of Alpine, but especially Winter Jubilee.
Alpine Mayor Eric Green on the weekday wake up this morning. Well, Mayor, of course, last night, town council meeting, anything of note that you'd like to mention from last night's meeting?
We had, thank you. We had some people come and make presentations for the Town of Alpine now has an additional retail liquor license available. And so we listened to 6 presentations, and we're hoping to get feedback from the people in the Town of Alpine or the surrounding areas on the 6 different presentations, and let us know what type of presentation you like the most. We had several people that are just looking to open a liquor store, all the way up to, groups that had interest in a wine bar, to someone that's opening up a restaurant that would have some food trucks available. So this is the opportunity for people in the area to give us your opinion on what they would like to see.
Okay. And if you missed the meeting or not sure, want to learn more about those presentations, you can go see the council meeting's archive on YouTube last night, right? Is that the best way?
Correct. And then you can go to our website and you can download the different presentations as well. I don't know exactly how that works, but I think you need to go to the agenda and the meetings page. And then there's hyperlinks to all the different presentations. So if you have any questions on that process, feel free to call the Town of Alpine and get some more information.
When does the council hope to make a decision on this?
So this is all kind of a new process to us, Duke. We don't have anything formalized as far as what the process needs to be like in the future or whatever. We're hoping to implement something. But right now, what we're looking to do is get the feedback from the public and then hopefully trim it down to 2 or 3 of the top applications. And then from there, make the decision. We're under no pressure to make the decision other than I think the timing is right for if we did make the decision sooner rather than later, then they would be open for the summer. So I would say that we would hope to have the decision within the next couple town council meetings.
Absolutely. Okay. That's Alpine Mayor Eric Green this morning in the weekday wake up. Anything else either from last night's meeting or anything being worked on within the town that you'd like to mention today?
I definitely want to mention that we were awarded the same $25,000 grant that the town of Thane was awarded. to do their mural. And I have to admit, we're so jealous of the mural that they did in the town of Thane that we're trying to figure out a way to replicate it. We don't have the side of a big tall building like they had. So what we have decided is we're going to put some screening up on the fence around the substation, the Lower Valley substation coming into Alpine. So we're looking for artisans to design whatever it would be. It's kind of in conjunction with the 250th anniversary. So I would think, you know, something very patriotic would go over very well. But I would encourage people to reach out to Lexi Weber with the Star Valley Arts Council if you're interested in maybe putting in an application to become one of the artisans that would design the screening that goes on the fence.
Well, you're right. The Arts Council in the town of Thane and the artist that did that completely knocked out of the park. So I'm excited to hear that this is happening again in Alpine. So looking forward to that. Mayor, anything else that you'd like to mention while we have you today?
I would just encourage anyone. There's a sewer issue, and maybe I've mentioned it before, but there was a sewer issue that came up in Alpine Meadows, which is one of the subdivisions in Alpine. And anyone that lives in that subdivision that wasn't able to attend the meeting last night, I would encourage you to go on our YouTube channel and listen, watch the meeting, because we gave a lot of information on how the town is dealing with the sewer issue there. And we're totally working on the project or the process to fix it behind the scenes. And just because there's no action right now doesn't mean we're not working on it. But we're looking to implement the changes, and hopefully you hear something from us very soon. We've got a budget money in the this year's fiscal year budget just to pay for the camera that we've got to use to camera the sewer system. So it's a process. We're going to take care of it. But if anyone is interested in learning more, I encourage you to go and watch that meeting last night or reach out to your HOA president and get some more information.
Okay. And again, you can find last night's meeting on the Town of Alpine, Town of Alpine Facebook page is where you can find that. So that's Alpine Mayor Eric Green this morning. Mayor, appreciate your time as always. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.